Pun dong. Depan. So, people should consider in every activity whether it is papam or punnam, whether it is virtuous or sinful activity. But the asuras, they do not know. Pravittincha nimittincha navidu rasurajana. Those who are asuras, they do not care what is sinful or what is bad. I like it, I must eat. This is asura. There is no reference to the authorities whether the action which I am going to do, whether it is pious or impious. Because by impious activities I will be degraded. Adho gacchanti tamasa jaghanna gunavittiste. If we become addicted to sinful activities, the result will be we shall be degraded. But they do not know. Even so-called religious priests, they support king. Astonished. Killing is impious, sinful activity, but in the name of religion, killing is also going on. If somebody says, it is my religion to cut throat, will it be accepted? Very nice thing. Sometimes, just like here is the war, this is also a religious war. But it's still discrimination. Arjuna, because he is a Vaishnava. A Vaishnava means devata, demigod. Vishnu bhakta bhavet daiva asurastat viparaja. What is the difference between deva and asura? Who is called a devata and who is called a asura? There are two kinds of men. One class is called deva, devata. The other class is called asura, deva-asura. So there is always fight between deva and asura. Now, at the present moment, the number of asuras have increased. Formerly, the number of devatas were greater. So, Arjuna is devata because he is Vishnu bhakta. Dau bhutasaggau loke daiva asureva. There are two classes of man within this creation. Vishnu bhakta bhavet daiva. Those who are devotees of Lord Vishnu, they are called devata. Just like the demigods like Indra, Chandra, Surya, and many others. There are 33 crores of devatas in higher planetary system. They are all Vishnu bhakta. They will abide by the orders of Vishnu and Vaishnava. Just like Indra is devata. There was fight between Hiranyakashipu and the Indra's party. So when Hiranyakashipu was defeated, naturally, after war, if the other party is defeated, the victorious party makes so many aggression. Especially aggression on women, that is still current. innocent women, they are very much harassed after the war by the victorious party. You know, the soldiers have given freedom to rape the woman and plunder the property, so many things there. So, when Hiranyakashipu was defeated, all the devotas, they did not make such aggression, but the wife of Hiranyakashipu, Kayagu, I think, she was arrested by Indra and was taken. She was crying, just usual woman, but she was being dragged by Indra. So Narada was passing, and I said, what has been this? No, there is no question of harassing this woman, but I am taking her in my custody because she is pregnant. And the child is begotten by Asura, Hiranyakashipu. Therefore, I shall wait for the birth of the child, and as soon as she gives birth, I will kill that child. Yes. So Narada said, no, no, that child is not Asura child. He is coming, a great devotee, Mahabhagavat of Krishna. Because Narada knew that when before also he knew, because they are saintly persons, they can understand that here is a child is coming, will be a great devotee of Krishna. So Mahabhava. So don't try that. You don't take her to your custody. Better give her in my custody. I shall take care. So, immediately he abided by the order of Narada. Immediately. He released. And not only released, circumambulated the woman. So, here is a Mahabhagavat in the womb of this woman. So let us offer our obeisances. This is Vaishnava. As soon as understood, that there is a Vaishnava, Mahabhagavata, in the womb of this woman, he is to be respected, offer obeisances. This is called Vaishnava. But the Asura would not do that. Asura would not do that. That is the difference between Devata and Asura. In the Bhagavad Gita 16th chapter, you'll find the description of the Asura. Pravittiṃ ca nivittiṃ ca na vidhu vāsurājana. Pravitti means what sort of activities we shall do and what sort of activities we shall not do. The Asuras, they do not know. Anything you do for my sense gratification, I must do everything. Therefore they become entangled. So long they are strong in this life, they do not take care of anyone. Shastra, sadhu or guru, they do not care for anything. So that means by the asuric civilization, the living entities become entangled because he may not care for any action, the Asura. But the nature is there. Pratitekriyamanani gunai karmani sarvasa ahamkara vimuratma karta aham iti mannate. Rascals, they are thinking that they are free to act anything he likes. That is not possible. So long we are in this material world, we are conditioned. Prakitekriyamanani gunai karmani. As we are associating with the particular quality of this material nature, there are three varieties of quality: goodness, passion and ignorance. So we have to associate with either of these qualities, unless we are Krishna conscious. Unless one is engaged in devotional service, he must be influenced by these three kinds of qualities. Goodness, somebody may be very good man, according to the estimation of the... Just like Arjuna, he is talking in the modes of goodness, considering, although they are atotaina. Papameva vasraya dasman hatta itan atotaina. Atotaina means aggression. According to law, if somebody comes to attack you, or if somebody comes to kidnap your wife, these are atotaina. Or somebody comes to set fire in your house, especially they are called aggressors. So these aggressors are to be immediately killed. There is no question of non-violence. You must kill immediately. There is no sin at the time. But here, although the other party is atotaina, aggressor, still Arjuna is considering whether they should be killed or not. That is the difference between devata. In every action, he is calculating. But he is considering that this kind of aggression, because they are my kinsmen, they are my family men, whether this kind of aggressor should be killed or not. It is common sense. Suppose your son has done something mischievous. The same thing. Same thing means to attack the father. Still the father will consider whether I shall kill my son or no. That is natural. If my son sets fire in the house, whether I shall kill him or not. The origin position is like that. Although they are atotaina, aggressor, still, because they belong to the same family, whether I shall kill, he is considering, papameva vasraya, if I kill this kind of aggressor, I will be attacked with sinful activities. I have to suffer the result of sinful activities. And he is explaining why papameva vasraya asman, because these are bandhavan, sabandhavan, dhastrashtra. The Dhaturashtra means the son of Dhritarashtra, Duryodhana and others. So sabandhavan, they are our family members, bandhavan. Sajanaṁ hi katam hatvā sukhina śyāma madhava. Madhava, my dear Madhava, you are the husband of the goddess of fortune. So you are always very happy. Do you think I shall become happy by killing my own man? Do you think like that? Because friend and friend talking. So this is the position. Just see, they were atotaina, aggressor. There is no doubt about it. Because these Dhritarashtra, the sons of Dhritarashtra, they insulted Draupadi. Arjuna's wife, there was betting. The wife was the betting. So they were defeated in the chess play, and the wife was taken by the other party. So Karna took the opportunity, because during Draupadi's swayambar, Karna was insulted by Draupadi. A piercing of the eyes of the fish, Kaurava as greater, what is called, arrowman. So when Karna came to catch the arrow for piercing the eyes of the fish, Draupadi objected because she wanted Arjuna to become her husband, but she knew that if Karna comes to this combat, he will be victorious. Then I will have to go to Karna. So she is also very intelligent, daughter of Kshatriya king. So Karna, nobody knew that he is Kshatriya. He was supposed to be son of a carpenter. Karna was born before Kunti's marriage. Therefore, Karna remained hidden, whose son. But he was Kshatriya. It was unknown. So Draupadi took this opportunity that this competition is meant for the Kshatriyas, not for the non-Kshatriyas, because he was supposed to be son of a carpenter, Shudra. So he was not given the opportunity to gain Draupadi. But if he was given the opportunity, he would have come out victorious. So now Karna took this opportunity. When Draupadi was lost in the game, Karna was Duryodhana's friend, he immediately advised, now she is our property, we can do whatever we like. Arjuna has lost his wife. So he advised that make her naked in this assembly. To become naked in the so many people, that is a great insult for women. They tried to insult, not tried, it was fact. But Krishna said, you know, Draupadi is Vastraharan. She was tried to become naked, but these people could not make her naked. The sari was supplied by Krishna. One after another, heaps of sari. Then they become fed up and gave up that business. She cannot be made naked. They are actually atatayana, because atatayana means one who comes to kidnap your wife, insults your wife. You should immediately. Just like Lord Ramchandra. You are so pious king. But when it so happened that his wife, Sita, was insulted, Sita was taken away by Ravana, Lord Ramchandra could marry hundreds and thousands of Sitas. He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He could create Sita, Radharani, Lakshmi, they are the pleasure potency of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Supreme Personality of Godhead cannot have a material wife or material companion. Krishna's Radharani or Lord Ramchandra's Sita Devi, Narayan's Lakshmi Devi, they are pleasure potency of the Supreme Personality of God. Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikiti Alladini Shakti Rasma. Alladini Shakti. Krishna, God has got many potencies. One of the potencies called Alladini Shakti. Pleasure potency. So Krishna's concert, Lord Ramchandra's concert, their pleasure potency exhibited. So, to show the example, Lord Ramchandra, because Sita was kidnapped, Sita was insulted, or Ramchandra was insulted, the retaliation was Lord Ramchandra killed not only Ravana, but the whole dynasty, finished. only for one woman. You could create so many. No. Because at the time, aggressed over, just to teach people that anyone, if he is aggressor, he must be killed. This is the position. But Arjuna is considering whether it will be pious or impious. This is devota. In every action, they will consider what I am going to do, whether it is pious or impious. That is devota. If it is pious, then it will elevate me. And if it is impious, then it will degrade me. Nobody wants degradation. The human life should be especially meant for elevation, not for degradation. You have come to this human form of life from the lower status of life. Jalajanavalakkhani sthavala lakkhavinshati krimayo rudra sankhaga. Through so many status of life, the aquatics, the trees, the plants, the insects, the reptiles, the birds, the beasts, Hindus say, bahunam janmanamante, bahunam sambhavante. This human form of life is gotten, we have received. After many, many births, these people, they do not know. It is very rare. Therefore, Narottamdas Thakur says, manusya janama paiya radha krishna nabhajiya janiya sumiya viso khayin hari hari bi phale janama guayin. He lamented, my dear Krishna, I am so unfortunate. I got this human form of life. It was meant for developing Krishna consciousness, but I have wasted my time otherwise. So, how it is so? Janiya suniya viso khayin. Knowingly, I have taken poison. Knowing. Lagdha sudullam amidam bahusam bhavante manusam arthadam. These people, they do not know. Because they are asuras, they do not know what to do in this human form of life and what not to do. They are killing animals without any hesitation. They do not know these rascals, and still they are spiritual leaders. How horrible condition is this in this Kali Yuga? Just imagine. Without any restriction, without any hindrance, they are committing sinful life. They do not know next life all this boastfulness, pride will be finished. You will have to accept another body which will be offered by the material nature. You cannot say that I will not accept this body, I want this body. No, nature is not under your dictation. You have to abide by the dictation of nature. Prakite kriyamanani, this verse of Bhagavad Gita is very important. Prakite kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvasa ahankara vimuratma kvarta hammiti mannate. Ahankara, by false ego, the asuras, they think, I am independent. I can do whatever you like. No, you cannot do so. If you do so, then you will be punished. Vaimichi sagunamai mama maya durataya mameja prapadanti maya me tantra. For every little action you are responsible. It is being noted by the material nature. And you will be forced to accept a kind of body for suffering. There are so many types of body. Therefore, Arjuna being devata, he is considering that although they are atataina, at the same time they are family men, whether it is good to kill family. Asking Krishna, Krishna is there, he is considering, he is consulting with Krishna. That do you think that killing this kind of aggressor has been benefited or not? Therefore in the last line he said, Sajanang hi kathang hatya sukhina syama madhava. My dear Krishna, do you think by killing my family man, my relatives, shall I be happy? You are madhava. You are always happy because your husband is a good goddess of fortune. But do you think I shall be happy in this way? This is consultation. This is the proof of Arjuna's character. A devotee's character. A devotee is always devata, demigod. So one who is devotee, one who is Krishna conscious, sarvai gunai tatra samasate sura. Sura means devata. All the good qualities of devata. A devotee of Krishna will never accept that killing is very good. No. For the satisfaction of my tongue, I shall kill so many animals. A devotee will never accept. Ahimsa. That is the third quality. Amanittam adammittam ahimsa khanti ajavam. These are everything is there in the Bhagavad. Amanittam. Amanittam means to accept this body as I am. This is amanittam. Not to accept. That is amanittam. Everyone is proud that I am Indian, I am American, I am Englishman. He is boastful, very proud of this body. So knowledge means I am not this body. I am not this body. That is amanittam, adambittam. As soon as we become aware that I am not this body, then my false pride immediately goes. Amanittam, adambittam, ahimsa. Then ahimsa, non-violence. Arjavam, simplicity. There are 18 qualifications of the demigods. So one who becomes a devotee of Krishna, Krishna consciousness, all these good qualities develop. So here is the proof that Arjuna, because he is a devotee of Krishna, he is considering whether I shall kill them or not. Ahimsa. This consideration, not that, it is final settlement. People are trying to elevate the status of the society by so many things. But they do not know the secret. The secret is that if one is trained only to become a devotee of Krishna, all good qualities automatically will be visible in his person. There is no need of separate endeavor. How to make a man honest, how to make a man religious, how to make a man high-thinking, simple living. These are good ones. Samodamo titikha ajava, jnanam vijnanam astikam. All these qualities immediately develop. Because a living entity, spirit soul, he is part and parcel of Krishna. Mamayivamsa, jiva. Krishna says all this. Aham bija pradapita. They have come to this material world. I am the seed-giving father. They wanted to enjoy. So I have given them chance. But actually I am the father. The material nature is the mother. Just like we have got experience. The father injects the living entity in the womb of the mother. And the mother, by her blood, develops the body of the child. Similarly, all these living entities, 8,400,000 species, The Bijaham Sarva Bhutanam. The father is Krishna. He has given the seed in the womb of this material nature. And the material nature has given the body. Somebody has got the body of fish, somebody has got the body of tree, plant, somebody has got insect, reptile, somebody bird, somebody bees, somebody human being, somebody demigod. But all these materials have been supplied by the mother. It is very easy to understand. Just like the child grows, the mother supplies the bodily ingredients. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, therefore, this is very scientific. When he took sannyas, and the mother came, Advaita Prabhu were in, to see for the last time his her son, because sannyas is no more coming home. So at that time, mother became overwhelmed. Such beautiful body, he has nice hair, now it is same. So she became very much overwhelmed and was crying. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately fell down on her lotus feet, and he said, "My dear mother, this body is yours. My dear mother, this body is yours. This body should have been engaged for your service, but somewhere or other, I mistake. I have taken the sannyasi. Kindly excuse me." Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that this body belongs to you. This is your body. Every son should think like that. This is Vedic culture. Actually, the body supplies mother from the very beginning. After sex, these are all describing Bhagavad. The true secretion becomes emulsified. And a body is formed just like a pea and gradually develops. The ingredient, the energy supplied by mother. So the same thing, the whole creation, the body is supplied by material nature, mother. Therefore she is called mother. Material nature is called mother. Mother Durga. Shishti sthiti palaya sadhana shakti deva. The material nature, and her name is Durga. Shishti sthiti palaya sadhana shakti deva. Chayiva jasya bhuvanani vibhakti Durga. Ichchānurupamapi jasya cheshtate sa govindamādi purusam tamam vajam. This is description of Durga. So Krishna also says, we should not think like that animals are trees or birds and bees. They are other than ourselves. They are our brothers. Because the seed-giving father is Krishna and the mother is material nature. So we have got the same father and same mother. So if we have got the same father and mother, they are all our brothers. So unless one is advanced in spiritual consciousness, how he can think of universal brotherhood? This is nonsense. There is no possibility. The so-called universal brotherhood is possible when he is Krishna conscious. When one knows that Krishna is the common father of everyone. The father will not tolerate. Suppose father has got 10 sons, out of them 1 or 2 sons are useless. So those who are very capable sons, if they say to the father, "My dear father, these 2 sons of yours, they are useless. So let us cut their throat and eat." The father will say, "Yes, you do that." No. Father will never say. The father will say, "Let them be useless, but let them live at my cost. Why you have no right to infringe on their rights?" This is common sense. But these rascals, they think that animals are to be killed for the satisfaction of the tongue of the human being. Thank you very much. Very much.